Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Chargers rivalry. 10, the number of times the Giants have faced the Chargers in team history, with the series split at 5. The Chargers have won the last two meetings in 2005 and 2009. Big Blue last won in 1998 by a score of 34-16 at Qualcomm Stadium. 9. Ernest Gray caught 9 passes in a 1983 home game against the Chargers, the most by any Giant in series history. John Missler in 1983 and Steve Smith in 2009 are tied for second with 8. 8. The Giants have not won on the road against 8 teams in the NFL under Tom Coughlin, including San Diego, albeit one trip. 7. Despite the all-time series being tied, the winner has won by at least 10 points in 7 of the meetings. The only other time the victor didn't win by double digits were in 1983, 1989, and 2009. 6. The Chargers rushed for 268 yards against the Giants in 2005. The 6th most by any team against New York in franchise history. Meanwhile, the Giants have rushed for more than 100 yards 6 times against the Chargers, including a series-high 165 in 1975. 5. The Giants intercepted Chargers quarterback Dan Fouts 5 times in a 1986 victory, their most in series history. Terry Kinnard and Kenny Hill had 2 each for Big Blue, while Mark Collins had 1. 4. The number of trips to Qualcomm Stadium, where the Giants are 2-2 all-time against the Chargers. Their 2 victories came in back-to-back trips to San Diego in 1989 and 1998. 3. Charlie Evans rushed for 3 touchdowns in a 1971 victory over the Chargers, the most in series history, and one off Rodney Hampton's franchise record for most in a single game. Hampton had 4 against New Orleans in 1995. 2. The longest winning streak that either team had over the other is 2 games. The Giants won 2 in a row in 1971 and 1975, and again in 86 and 89. Meanwhile, the Chargers won back-to-back meetings in 1980 and 83, and again in 05 and 09. 1.
As the first choice in the 2004 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers select Eli Manning, quarterback, Mississippi.
The number of times Eli Manning has played in San Diego, the city of the team that initially drafted him in 2004. The Giants traded for the first overall pick on draft day in a deal that included fellow first-round quarterback Philip Rivers, who remains the Chargers' starter. The Giants lost the game 45-23, despite Manning throwing for 352 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions.